How do you know this? Minan emili. The Tana Rabbon. Pasuk says, Ki shoel no la yamim rishonim. You'll ask what happened by the first days of the Bria Soilam, when a person will ask, what happened by my separations? How did Hashem create the world? So it's Mashma Yochit Shoel. One person has the right to ask a Rebbe. A Rebbe can learn with one. V'yein Shnayim Shoelim. But you can't have two people asking the Rebbe together. One Rebbe can't teach two Talmidim together, my separations. Yochel, I would think, Yeshua Lodom Kodim Shiniv Roilim. You have a right also to ask, how was the world before it was created? Like the Mishnah says, Befonim, what happened before the world was created? You could also talk about that. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, Lemin Hayoyim Asher Baru Elokim Adam. Aloritz. That you could only ask questions, what happened from Bria Soilam onwards. But like the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to think into what happened before the world was created. Yochel, I would think, Lo Yishol Lo De Mishesh Shemei Breshis. You can't ask about Shesh Shemei Breshis. Maybe only when it says Lemin Hayoyim Asher Baru Elokim Adam Aloritz. Only from Yom Shishi onwards, when Hashem created Adam Rishon on Yom Shishi. But maybe the first days you can't ask about. Talmud Loimano Liyom Rishonim Asher Hoyu Lefonecha. You're allowed to ask about the first 5 days also, even before Adam Rishon was created. You're allowed to talk about Maaseh Breishis. Rashi Yochel Yidrus the bottom Rashi Lo Yishol B'Shesh Mei Breishis To Lemin Brias Adamu To Yar V'Shusei V'Ubi Erev Shabbos Nivra. Maybe only what happened Erev Shabbos onwards you could talk about. But what happened about the first 5 days, maybe you can't talk about. Talmud Loimano Liyom Rishonim Yom Rishon. From the first day of Bria Soilam, like someone the Yom that's Chofei Elul, the first day of the Bria Soilam, you're allowed to talk what happened that day. Yochel, I would think, Yisholod Malamala Malamato, like the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to, but I would think maybe you're allowed to think about what's doing Lamala, what's doing by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Chayos V'Yafanim, and the Srofim, or Malamato. Some learn means what's doing underneath the world, and some Sarashi says it means what's doing right underneath the Kisi HaKovid, Malafnim, again, what some people say it means what happened before the Bria Soilam, or Mal Yochor, what happens after Hashem will destroy the world. You're not supposed to think about those things. How do I know that? Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, L'miksei HaShemayim V'yaksei HaShemayim. You're allowed to talk about what happened from one side of the Shemayim to the other side, from one corner to the other end. From the Shemayim to the other side, and the doing of this world, we're allowed to talk about. Shoyel. The Atashoyel, Malamala, Malamata, Malafnim, Maliacher. But you can't talk about what's doing higher than the Shemayim, what's doing by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Chayis, by the Tzrofim. Those things we don't talk about. What's doing Lamata, what's doing before the Shemayim, what's doing after the Shemayim. Those things we don't talk about. A seichel of a parshid of an ayatim doesn't understand those things. We're not supposed to think about those things. Mara says, Hashtu nafkale, now that we learn out, now that we're learning out from this posik, you hear everything. You can only talk about from one end of the Shemayim to the other end. Means only what's doing when the Shemayim is here, what's doing on this world. So Rashi, Hashtu nafkale, min ulamikseh ashamayim. Ti osa lisho mashiyesh chutzla mechitzos. You can't ask what's doing outside the mechitzos of the Shemayim. There's the Oris and the Shemayim. We can't talk about what's out of these mechitzos. Memela, therefore, we know, Nafkalon, the Yosel Lishko, the Kodim Shinivro. You can't talk about what happened before Hashem created this world. Tihi, it's the same thing. Ma'ashoye Kodim Libriyosai, who Akshav, Chuska Mechitzosai. What happened before Hashem created this world is out of the mechitzos of the Shemayim. Hilkach, Leminayim Meshabor Odom, Lomuli, Lamutim Mine Kodim Shinivroilam. Now that we have the pasuk lemiksei hashemayim, viyaksei hashemayim, for the Gemara lemin hayoyim asher baru lekim adam aloritz lamali. Why do we need this pasuk? This mashma, you can't talk about what happened before Hashem created the world. Like, what do we need another pasuk for? We know it from this first pasuk of milemiksei hashemayim, viyaksei hashemayim. So Gemara says, "Could Reb Leza, the Yomer Reb Leza, Adam Harishoyin min aretz ad rakia." You know how tall Adam Harishoyin was. He was mamish standing on this world and reached the Rekia. That's how tall Adam Rishon was. Shenema the Pasuk says, Lemin hayoyim asher baro lekim Adam al oretz. From the day that Hashem created the Adam al oretz. Faita, Fedimor vechivan shesorach, and once Adam Rishon did his aveir, he took from the Eitz Adas. When he ate, the kivan shesorach, Heniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodav Olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on top of Adam Rishon, Omiyatoi. He made him smaller, he didn't reach the Rekiah anymore. Shenem HaPosek says until him, Ocho V'Kedem Tzartoni, V'Atoshes Olai Kapecho. That Hashem, He created me before, means for the first creation of Adam was so great, but then V'Atoshes Olai Kapecho, Hashem put his hand on top of me, and he made me smaller. Rashi Ocho V'Kedem Tzartoni, Shtei Pomim Yitzartoni, Hashem created Adam Rishon two times, Tzartoni. Tchila Gevoya, at the beginning Adam Rishon was so tall, he reached the Shemayim, well, if Saif Shuffle, that after we did the Chet of Eitz Hadas, Hashem made him smaller, like we are now. Right, another Gemara says like this, Amri Rav Yudah Marav, Adam Rishon Misaifoy, Elom Yatsaifoy, Adam Rishon was as big as from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's how big Adam Rishon was. Misaifoy, Elom Yatsaifoy. Rashi Kishoy Yashaychev, when he used to go to sleep, Adam Rishon, Hoye Roshul Mizrach, Veragla Lamarav, his head reached the east pole, and his feet reached the west pole. That's how big, that's how tall he was. Shenamar Pasuk says, L'minayayim eshebor l'kim Adam al-oretz. Well, the mikzei ha-shemayim vekzei ha-shemayim. That mamish Adam Rishon reached from one side to the other side. Ha-bekivon shesarach, when he did the chet, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, haniyach ha-kodesh baruch hu, yod olav Hashem put his hand on top of Adam Rishon, u'miyatoi, made him smaller. Shenamar Pasuk says again, va'atosheis, Olai kapecha. Here, Fredimori Hochi Koshi Kura Dodit Chutestira. How big was Adam Rishon before he did the Chet? One is Mashmi was the tallest the Rekia, and another pasuk is Mashmi was the tallest from one pole to the other pole. So the Chura has to go. And the more postured, Ivi Vidi Chachiruhu. They're both the exact same shear. They're both the exact same length from here to the Shemayim to one pole to the other pole is the same length. Right. For Yom Rav Yehuda Marav. Asara Devorim Nivru B'yam Rishon. 10 things were created the first day of Bria Soilim. The Elohim, these are the 10 things. Shemayim V'oretz, Toyu V'voyu, Or V'choshech, Ruach U'mayim, Midas Yom Midas Laila. And the time of day, the time of night. Now, how do we know? Shemayim V'oretz Tichsir, Bereshis Bor Elokim, Esa Shemayim V'yes Oretz. Plus it says clearly, Shemayim the sky, V'oretz this world. That both were created on the first day. So on the first day there was already the Shemayim and the Eretz. Toyu Vavoyu, Vist and Ledik, empty and Ledik. The Chassidus Pasuk says, V'oretz Soysa Soyu Vavoyu. It was empty. Trash Lekarma Forestler, soon we'll explain what does exactly mean, Soyu Vavoyu. Or V'choshech, light and darkness, Choshech Tichsiv, V'choshech HaPnei Soyim. There was darkness on the Pnei Soyim. Or, how do we know it was light? Tichsiv, V'yermu Lekim, Yi Or. Sam said there should be light. The first day there was light. Ruach Omayim, there was this geist, the Ruach, the wind, Omayim and water, Tehsev, Ruach Elokim, Rachefas Apnei Amayim, that the wind of Hashem, the geist of Hashem, was roaming around over the Pnei of the Mayim, of the water. Vaita Midas Yoyim Midas Lala, how do we know there's such a thing as day and night? Tehsev, the Pasuk says, Vayerev, Vayiboyker Yoyim Echot. It was evening, it was daytime, it was one day. Mashmud, it was Yom and Laila. All this happened the first day. Trashi Midas Yom Midas Laila means Chav Dalet Shoyes Ben Shneim. It was a period of 24 hours. There was 12 hours of night, 12 hours of day. There was a period of 24 hours. So the Maratona. Toyu, what does Toyu mean? What does it mean? What does Toyu mean? It means Kav Yorik. There was a green line. Shemakev Eskol Olam Kulay. It went around the whole world. Shememenu Yotze Choshech, from this green line that went around the whole world, that's what Choshech came out from. That's what Toyu means. There was this Toyu, that creation of Choshech. Shenem and Apostle says until him, Yoshes Choshech Sisroi Tzviboisov. That Hashem had Choshech around him. That means that was this chut of Toyu was around the world. That's where Choshech came from. Rashi Yoshech Choshech Tzviboisov. That this the line of Choshech goes around the world, which means that's this Toyu. This Toyu means was some type of a green line going around the world that made the Choshech. What does Vayu mean? Elo Avonim. That means these are stones. Hamafulmos Hamoshkois Bitoim. That's fallen and sunken into the ground. Shemihem Yoitzin Mayim. From these come out water. That's what Zvoyu means. Zvoyu means there were the stones that water come out from. Shashi Mapumis means Loshin Lichluch. Had like wet to it. Shenemana Pasuk says, Venita Oleha Kav Toyu. Shem like spread over it a Kav of Toyu. Vyavne Voyu, and stones of Voyu. So Mashma clearly, Voyu means these stones. These stones that give off water. Shrashi Kav Toyu Vyavne Voyu, Lamaratu Shete Kav Vyavoyu Avonim. That Toyu means this Kav, this line that goes around the world, and Voyu means these stones. Fight to Vyor Biyam Rishon Ivri, for the Marakasha, is it true that the light was created on the first day? Vyoksir, the Pasuk says, Vayitain Oysim Alakim Burakiyah Shemayim. First put the sun into it. Yom Revi, that's when there was Yom. So how could you say it was the first day? And the Gemara could Reb Leza, the Yom Reb Leza, or Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon. The light, the or that Hashem created the first day, that sun was so bright and so clear that Adam Tzayfer Boy Mi Tzayfer Adam Biat Tzayfer. You could see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. It was so light, that's how far you could see. Kivon Shinestakla Kodesh Baruch Hu Bedor HaMabul or Bedor HaFloga. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that they're going to be Rishoyim on this world, the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga. Veroh Hashem Asayim Mechukolim. He saw that they're going to do a lot of various things, they're going to do bad things. Is Omad V'Gonzu Mehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu took away this tremendous light, this tremendous sun, and hid it. Shinam HaPosik says, Vayimna Merishoyim Oyram. Hashem took away the light from the Rishoyim. Well, the Migonzo, who did Hashem hide it for? Let Tzadikim lost a lovey. Mr. Hashem lost a lovey, means you must have Mashiach. Hashem will bring back that big sun. Shenem the Pasuk says, Vayaru Lakim Esor Ki Toiv. Hashem saw that big sun was good. Vayain Toiv El Tzadik. Toiv means it's good for Tzadikim. Shenem the Pasuk says, Imru Tzadik Ki Toiv. That a Tzadik goes on Ki Toiv. So Hashem saw that that big light is good for the Tzadikim. He set it aside. Kivan Shiro Or Shegonzul Tzadikim, as soon as Hashem saw that he set aside this light for Tzadikim, Samach, right away Hashem got happy. Shinam the Pasuk says, Or Tzadikim Yismach. Yeah. So that's the teretz. That there was Or the first day, but Hashem put that Or away, and then Yom Revi, that's when he brought out the second Or. So where it says, Ketanoyim, Samachlokas Tanoyim. Oh, Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, the light that Hashem created the first day was so bright and so clear that Adam Tzayfer Ma'abit Boi Mitzayfer Elom Yat Tzayfer. A person could look and see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi Yaakov Shita. The Chachamim Oimrim, Heinein Moira Shenivra Boi Rishon. No, these are the Moiras that Hashem created on the first day, but Lenitlu Ad Yom Revi. Hashem did not hang it in orbit. He didn't put it into orbit until Yom Revi. Yom Revi is the first day that Hashem put it into orbit. So it's a machlokes. What's the pshat that it was over the first day and over the fourth day? Now, according to Chachamim, it was the exact same or. Hashem didn't put it away. It was the same or. Just that it was made the first day, but it was put into orbit first on the fourth day. Omar Rav Zutra Batubi. Omar Rav. Bi'asara Dvorim Nivru Olam. With 10 things, the world was created. The chokhmah, tremendous amount of chokhmah, Hashem. Trashmil chokh means yodeya mashalomad, and you know how to learn. Uvetzfuna, understanding things. Trashy tuna means shumevin. Dova chodesh mipulpa chokhmasai. From the mafalfu, talking over the chokhmah, you understand things well. Uvedas, trashy yishuv. Das means yishuv, means you have yishuv adas. You have a good mind, good concentration. Uvekoyach, which shreds trashy, ukoyach azroya. Uvegara, with yelling. Trashi Gvura Saleh, that means the strength of the heart. Uve Gvura, so that's Gvura. Gara means yelling. Rashi's Gara means Ufa here. Gvura means strength. Uve Tzedek, Uve Mishpat, Be Chesed, Uve Rachamim. These are the 10 things that Hashem created the world with. Now, Be Chochma, Be Tzfuna, how do we know the Siv? Hashem, Be Chochma, Yisar Oretz, Koinen Shemayim, Be Tzfuna, Be Das. Ye Be Tzfuna. That's the Pasuk. So, Kitzah Hashem created the world, Be Chochma, Uve Tzfuna. With chokhmah and understanding, the das the siv bedaitoi tohoymos nifko. So with that, with Hashem's das, he opened the tohim. The koyach ugvura the siv mechin horim bekoychoi neza begvura. The gar, how do you know? With the yelling the siv amudei shemayim roifafu, like it was a week the amudei shemayim vayitamu migar osoi, and it became strong from the yelling of Hashem. The tzedek u mishma the siv tzedek, or mishpat, mechoin kesecha. That that's the kisar, and that's the mechoin, that's the foundation of the world, is betzedek or mishpat. The chesed of rachamim, the chesed of pasuk says, sechor rachamecho Hashem, vechasodecho kim yolam heima. That's what we know, chesed and rachamim. V'yomer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'sho shabo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esolam, at the time when Hashem created this world, ho yamarchi v'holich kishtei pekiyos shel shesi. It was going like two big bulls of shesi. That's when you're weaving the thread that goes up and down. Trashib kiyos here. Ad shegorba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yielded it, v'emidoi, and it stood still. Shenemar Pasuk says, Amudei Shemayim Rofifu. The Amudei, the pillars of the Shemayim were weak. For Yetoimu Megarosen became strong with the yelling of Hashem. V'haynu Di'omer Resh Lakish. Remind us what the Pasuk say. Ani Kael Shakai. That means, Anihu, I am the one, Shemati Le'olam, I told this world, die, it's enough. Like the world was weak, it was keep on going and going. I said, die, it's enough. Like the Lashon of Shakai is Lashon of Tzimtzum. Just this amount and not more. Amar Resh Lakish, b'shor shabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu es hayom, when Hashem created the ocean, ho yamarchi v'hoylech, it was going and becoming wider and wider, it wasn't stopping the ocean. Ad shegoyer bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at the ocean, enough! V'yavsha, then it dried up, stopped growing wider and wider. Shenema goyer bar yom, v'yavshayu, v'chol anahoras hirchiv. Tana Rabbonin, Beishama Yermim Shemayim Nivru Tchila. V'yachakach Nivra Asoretz. First Hashem created the Shemayim, and then He created this world, the Oretz. Shinema Bereshis Boro Lakim Esa Shemayim V'yes Oretz. Mashma Shemayim was first. Ubeisil Loimrim No. Eretz Nivra Tchila. Hashem first created this world, the Oretz. V'yachakach Shemayim. Shinema B'yoim Asoyis Hashem Lakim Oretz V'Shemayim. Says Oretz first. Is Omalahem Beisil Lebeishamai. The Devrechem, according to you, Odom Boina Aliyah, the Yachakach Boina Bayis, like it doesn't make any sense. You don't first build the upstairs and then build the downstairs. When you build the house, first you build downstairs, then you build upstairs. So Vashem is Mesnavish, you build first this Oretz and then the Shemayim. Shinemra Boina Beshemayim Mal Yosef, the Agudosi Al Oretz Yosta. So it should be Yag Yisoida, the first the world was the Yisoid, and the Shemayim is like the Aliyah, the annex on top of the Oretz. Omulem Beishalom Beisilo, Lidavrechim. Odom Oise, Shrafuf, Vyachakach Oise Kisei. Does a person first make a stool and then make the chair? Shinem Raposik says, Koyama Hashem, Hashemayim Kisei. The Shemayim is my chair. Vyoretz Adoim Ragle, and this world is my footstep. So Mashma, first you make the chair and then you make the footstool. So Melo, the Shemayim was first and then came the Yoretz Adoim Ragle. No, both of them were created together. Shenemar af yoda yostoritz v'yeminay tovcho shemayim. Is karani aleihem yamdu yachtov, that they were together. Hashem created together shemayim the shemayim boritz. V'idok the other ones v'silum meshamay ma yachtov. What does it mean together? Tlay mishtalfu ma'dodi, they won't go away from one another. You'll always have them together, the shemayim and boritz. Bakoponim koshe kru adodi, it's a theory in the psukim. One post says, Bereshis Boris Esa Shemayim V'Esoritz. It says, Shemayim first. Then it says, Eretz V'Shemayim, a theory in the psukim. Amar Resh Lakish, Keshenivro Boris Shemayim Echakach Bororitz. First Hashem created the Shemayim, then the Oritz. Ukeshenota, when He spread it out, not Oritz V'Echakach, not the Shemayim. Clearly, one will not the reason it means when He put it into orbit. When He put it into orbit, first He put Oretz into orbit, and then He put the Shemayim into the orbit. My Shemayim, what does Shemayim mean? Omer Reb Yosi, Bar Chanina, Shesham Mayim. There's water. That's what Shemayim means. There's water there. The Mathisa taught on the Brisa we learned, Eish Shemayim. Shemayim comes from the Lashon of Eish and Mayim. There's fire and water together. Malamed Sheviyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought together water and fire, V'torfron Zeh B'Zeh, and He mixed them up together. V'yosem Em Rekia, that's where they made the Rekia from. Something that we can't do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. He mixed together water and fire, and for that they got the Rekia. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.